Dr. John, how are you?
I'm really good. Getting ready for that Michigan State
game tonight. Pretty fired up. Last year, the Blue brought it to us a couple of times, didn't they?
Well, listen, that's a different year, bad circumstance, and I think this is a different motivated team, if you will, and we'll see what happens. But it's going to be great, and as Coach Izzo said, there's no great love between these schools.
I would suggest that everyone get Dr. Braccio's newsletter. A lot of great information in there. The latest newsletter talks about spousal verbal abuse. And I'm going to read the question and have Dr. Braccio answer it. This is on the newsletter. And it reads, "My husband and I generally get along fine. The problem is that every now and then he explodes and becomes verbally abusive. We can never figure out why he snaps. This seems to be happening more frequently and in the fact that he twice has broken his New Year's resolution to get not to get verbally abusive. He doesn't become physically abusive, but is pretty hateful and scary. I'm asking for your advice. You helped a friend of mine and her husband in your anger management program who had similar programs. What should I do? We love each other. I do not want things to get worse, but our marriage is at risk." How big a problem is this, Dr. Braccio?
I think it's really big, and I think over the years, people really can say very hateful things to each other, and as I always say, you know, love is not enough. I mean, love is critical, it's important, but love really has to be kind and caring and sensitive, and it can't relate to just blow-ups and people walking on eggshells and being in what really are verbally aggressive relationships, which sadly can also turn into physically aggressive. So that's it's a national issue, has been, will be, and we just need to try to resolve it as best we can on a one-by-one basis.
All right. I found myself short of temper, and I wouldn't say overly mean with the words I said, but I was mean, and I come to find out that I was stressed, I was frustrated. It was usually about me and not the other person, and I found that I just needed to, you know, talk to my wife, look, I'm hungry and I'm angry, or I'm stressed out about this work. I hate to walk away from the family now, but I got to do this work. It's that communication that's key.
Well, I think what you said is more typical of hopefully. I mean, I think everybody has bad days, Tony. Everybody's a little short. Everyone gets a little angry. But this is really more intimidation, control, dominance, where you really put people in fear. They're intimidated, and they feel they can never make you satisfied, okay? Now, that's kind of at one extreme. On the other hand, every now and then, part of a relationship is people get upset. These are difficult times. These are tough economic times for a lot of people. A lot of people are underemployed. People can't move that might like to. And this can lead to frustration. It can lead to some meanness. I think what the person has to do is really keep an eye on him or herself, because certainly women can be pretty verbally aggressive also, I might add, not just men. So it's something we have to work on all the time. It's like a garden. Our attitudes, our behaviors, these are things that we have to really work at to just be civil, be loving, be caring, and just be a good citizen, a good spouse, a good parent, just a good coworker. All those things we need to work at. We don't need verbally aggressive, mean statements.
All right, Dr. Braccio, I've got about a minute. What can we do if we find ourselves losing it and becoming angry and verbally lashing out? What can we do?
Well, I think we have to really take a look at ourselves, and if we start finding that our relationships are going bad, that we can see people either their eyes go down when we start talking, or they become angry, or they back away from us. We become more isolated. We find ourselves kind of never having discussions, but just battling and fighting and angry all the time. Then you really have to take a time out yourself, take a look at yourself, do a little breathing in and out, and just try to find a way to be peaceful, be happy. Look at the triggers that make you angry, and try to replace them with things that can turn you into what I believe is a loving, caring person that anybody can be if they really work at it. But it's important they see they are really what the problem is and not just everyone else. And that's hard for people to see. They want to blame others when they're having a bad day.
Dr. Braccio, where can people go to get your newsletter?
Oh, they go to drjohnb.com. You know, that's pretty basic. That's our website. And if anybody's there and just gives us their email, sure, we send these out all the time. And we'd be no cost, and we'd be glad to send it out. Just drjohnb.com.
Go Spartans.
Go Green. Talk to you later, my friend.